Everything that you can think of. Chemicals, maths, English, how to clean things, how to find faults. They used to have boards that they put up with, put a fault on, a complete unit, the same circuit that was on an aircraft, on a board. And they put a fault on it and you to find it. So, you know, you're given instruments to turn, like megas and any of the things that you normally check earthing systems with, and also to know how to connect circuits up, what's, you know, what connections go where. And I mean, like say for on a Wellington, the electrics on there were all in a block of 10, which were all screwed in. It was known as breeze blocking, and so that was one complete set. So if you had a fault, you would open it up, these little 10 screws, open it up, and you could only close it back together the same way. But if there was, you then check each side of it to see which side the problem was on, and then you had to trace that back to where that piece of wire went to. I don't know how many hundred miles of wire there was there. Loom, it was a loom system. And, well, that was a different word that nobody knew what it meant until we saw it. It was an actually like that. You opened it up, and it was all into a strip. But it was all bound around with like, you know, on the wires that you use, that used to have a fabric covering before you got to the rubber. Well, they were all bound around like that with fabric, you see. So then they just split them open and check them and see. And then, of course, you had to go and repair whatever was happening. And sometimes some unfortunate things happened. You never knew what was going to happen, you know. Somebody else would have opened that up for their equipment because they went right through and they'd probably done a wrong connection in it. And, of course, you went to check your... You did the final electric check. And you found, oh, that shouldn't do that. You know, something down here lit up, it should be down there. you know, it was very, very, it was very time consuming as well. And of course you had to work when other people were working there in the same area. I mean, sitting on a tyre, looking at a block up in where the tyre goes, when, you know, when the leg of the undercarriage goes up. Well, when that went up, it had effect on something to stop it, to lock it. So you had to check all that. Well, above you was a tank full of oil, which the fitters were looking at. And unfortunately, one person that was with me one day was under there checking it, and the fitter was taking the tank out, and he came out with all oil over it. He had to go back to the billet and change all his clothes and everything else. He was covered in oil. You know, things like that happened. They were bound to, because we were all working side by side, almost sitting on each other at times. But it was good.